a new day.
Check, 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 check. Rada, 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 la, la, dee, da, da, da. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Lo-Fi's five, high five on the high five. No, no hands to the five. No, 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 no. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, how we doing out there? KRS1 Radio, where we put the low in the five. Oh, yeah. Da, 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 da. Wake up. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here talking our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And if you're out there hearing our voice, then connect to us, people, for all of them local Lo-Fi updates. You know, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we are all over the place. Just connect. Like update of, we're just 1 month away from our next live show. March 21st, 5:30 p.m. at UNO, fourth floor of the library. We're taking over. More details and flyers coming soon. Now, let's dig into that Lo-Fi Global news for you, starting out in Russia, where former pro-democracy candidate, former presidential hopeful, former opposition to Putin leader, Alexei Navalny, has passed away. My friends, Alexei Navalny is someone Lo-Fi Poli-Sci has been following since before Lo-Fi Poli-Sci was a thing. He was an individual who dared to go against President Putin, who was falsely convicted of federal crimes so he couldn't run for president, who was poisoned, then arrested for leaving the country to find treatment from that poisoning, then sentenced to hardcore prison in the Arctic. And now, Russian authorities have announced his passing in prison. And we don't know anything else. And what can we say? The end of a story? Question mark? Nah, I think not. Perhaps in many ways, this story is just about to begin anew. Eyes open, ears to the ground. Next up, we are moving to Venezuela, people, where the government of President Nicolas Maduro is now ordering the United Nations Office of Human Rights to shut its doors and its people to leave the country. Because they say they are helping coup plotters and terrorist groups. The United Nations, they say, are doing that. It's a big, bold claim by the Maduro government. You know, something's stirring in Venezuela. And it could be because it's a presidential election year. We'll let you know, my friends. Now, updates out in Thailand, where we last told you about former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was ousted by the military coup in 2014 and went into exile. He returned to the country not long ago and was arrested the moment he got off the plane. But now he is out on parole and going back home out in Bangkok. And this is an interesting piece of timing here, my friends, as the newly elected pro-democracy government in Thailand is having a lot of trouble ruling. Could the former prime minister, could he have a place to play in future politics? We'll have to wait and see. But we wouldn't at all be that surprised. Now, out in Senegal, where elections were delayed, protests erupted, the internet was shut down, and now the Constitutional Council has ruled? Shenanigans. BS. All of that stuff, the delay of the presidential election, was unconstitutional. And said the president and the government could not constitutionally postpone the elections. So that's that, right? Big win for the people. Except that means that today for me is February 18th. Elections are in 1 week on February 25th. Is that really, really enough time to get this election done? Or Is the government going to reject the court ruling and then create a crisis of democracy, the courts versus the president and National Assembly? This will be playing out this week, people. And all of Senegal is watching. We'll be watching too. And a last piece of news before we switch into our Fab Five of the day. To Greece we go, where Greece has just legalized same-sex marriage. Now to St. Vincent and Grenadines, where the High Court has just upheld laws that criminalize gay sex. The world's a diverse place, people. Different people think different things. And depending on where you go in the world, well, as you can see, you'll find different laws. The world's a big place out there. Always be aware of the way it's spinning, lest you spin right off. All right. Check it, people. This week's Fab Five of the day is the opposite end of a list from last week. That's right. We're back at it with Transparency International's 2023 list of the five most perceived corrupt countries in the world. And a reminder, Transparency International measures perceived corruption in countries because you can't measure actual corruption. People lie, simple as that. And their scores go from 0 to 100, 0 being the most perceived corrupt, while 100 being the least perceived corrupt. Let's go. Number 5, with a score of 16 out of 100, is number 5 is Yemen. Number 4, and tied for 4, 3, and 2, we got a three-way tie right here, South Sudan, Syria, and Venezuela, all with a 13 out of 100. And number 1, the most perceived country in the world is? A silent 10 count for you, see if you can guess. 10, 7, 14, 1, 2, 1. Number 1 is Somalia, with an 11 out of 100. So we got Yemen, we got Syria, South Sudan, Venezuela, and Somalia. But let's be honest here. A 16, a 13, an 11? All of these are really, really close scores. And in all honesty, you could argue that these five countries are perceived pretty equally corrupt, with very little variation. But remember, this is all about perception. Perhaps one person's corruption is just another person's way of doing business. You dig? All right, check it again. Switching gears to that lo-fi global trivia, my friends. I know you're always waiting for it. Here we go. We got five trivia questions coming at you. Number 1, the prime minister of what country has just had an arrest warrant issued on them by Russia? Ooh, it's a good one here, huh? Prime minister of what country has just had an arrest warrant issued on them by Russia? And this is fresh, people. This weekend. So I don't want you giving me no answers from like a year or two. So no. Fresh. All right, number 2. Who is the new president of Indonesia? And why is this significant? That's a big bite of a story right here. Who is the new president of Indonesia? And why is it significant? Number three. What is the largest city in Africa by population? That's right. What city has more people in it than any other city in Africa? Talking about the whole continent, 54 to 56 different countries. There's one city out there that's got more people than anywhere else. What city is it? Number 4. In which city is the International Court of Justice located? That's the ICJ, what we're talking about, people. In what city is the International Court of Justice located? And our last Lo-Fi Global Trivia question of the day. Elections in Pakistan have just taken place. Who's claiming victory, and who's likely to be the new prime minister? Let me recap that one again. We already talked about Pakistani elections last week. We talked about some results, but now, who's claiming victory, and who's likely to be that new prime minister? Love you, Lo-Fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in the world today. I bring it dead man like. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.